In CI News this week, Northern Ireland pauses its participation in NHS England's controversial puberty blocker trial. Holyrood legislates to weaken parental opt-out protections in schools. And the CI launches its brand new Faith in Action podcast. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 20th of February. I'm Joanna Tim. Northern Ireland has suspended its involvement in NHS England's planned puberty blocker trial. Stormont Health Minister Mike Nesbitt announced he would only revisit the decision if legal proceedings in London to stop the controversial trial from going ahead fail. The Institute's James Kennedy welcomed the Health Minister's intervention and urged the UK government to take note.
We are grateful that the Health Minister has put this cruel experiment on hold. While we don't know of all the risks involved in puberty blocking drugs, we do know that they can cause irreversible harm. They stop children developing alongside their peers, prolonging their fears and anxieties, and prevent gender distress from resolving naturally, which it usually does. Almost every child who takes these drugs progresses to taking cross-sex hormones, which have drastic lifelong impacts. It's time for the Westminster government to heed the growing disquiet over this unethical trial and ditch it altogether.
The Scottish Parliament has passed legislation to significantly diminish parents' rights to withdraw their children from religious content in schools. MSPs voted by 66 to 51 to allow children to override their parents' decision to remove them from religious observance such as assemblies. However, there will no longer be any right of withdrawal from religious and moral education, where the Scottish Government says pupils will be taught about religions and worldviews in an objective, critical and pluralistic manner. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, is here with me now. John, can you please explain the danger of this new law?
I think there's a really crucial principle at stake here, which is that decisions over the upbringing of a child need to be for parents to make. Obviously, there are some extreme cases where parents are actually a risk to the child, and there's procedures in place to deal with that. But in the normal course of things, decisions need to be up to parents. That's the best protection for a child. And what the government needs to be doing is empowering parents to fulfil their role, not trying to take those decisions away from them. That's best for the children. That's best for society as a whole.
And when can we expect to see this change in schools?
Well, there's still more to do. So there's some statutory guidance which the Scottish Government will be producing for schools. And we expect there to be a consultation on that. So there's still that to go. There's still an opportunity for some input into that as well.
As always, thanks for your time, John. A Christian social worker has won an appeal over his claim that he was denied a job because of his biblical views on marriage and sexual ethics. In 2022, Touchstone, a mental health charity in Leeds, withdrew a conditional job offer to Mr. Felix Ngoli over fears its clients might be upset and offended if they came across his social media posts stating that same-sex relationships are sinful. An employment tribunal backed the charity, but at appeal, Judge James Taylor ruled that the previous decision erred in law in its analysis of certain complaints and remitted the case back to it for reconsideration. Mr. Ngoli, who is being supported by the Christian Legal Centre, welcomed the recognition that he should not have been refused the job solely because people might discover his mainstream Christian beliefs online. And finally, the CI has launched Faith in Action, a new podcast that explores the work of the CI, analyses what is in the news, and provides answers to some of your most pressing questions. The podcast is now available on YouTube and Spotify and is coming soon on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. If you have questions you'd like answered on the podcast, email faithinaction@christian.org.uk. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.